Especially from Bay Area, from San Diego, or also from Big Island, so many devotees, especially the senior and sincere devotees, they have come. Also my friends like what?
Rishabh Dev Prabhu.
Srinjaya Prabhu.
With his whole family, Shivanandi and all.
All dynasty.
Also, oh Prabhu.
Vidagdha Madhava
and his friends.
Gopabinda Prabhu
and his wife especially. Because they have decided to be in Big Island. Especially my request to both of them, Gopinda Prabhu and Muladevi, that they should be there, writing so many things, helping me and helping devotees. Because they are learned, they are very expert in our literature, Vaishnava literature and Vaishnava philosophy. So I want that they should help other devotees. In thus, he will serve his Guru. No doubt. So, I want to give my thanks that very, very far away you have come here.
From Brazil also.
Brazil also.
Mukundananda.
And also, he and his Aniruddha Prabhu and his wife. Oh, my help so much.
Sevanandi and Chiranjeev.
Sevanandi.
Aladini.
All are helping. Very Sevanandi. Oh, very good. So all are helping. So I'm my hearty blessing to them. To make it successful. Oh, Mahabharata, Sridham, Nirgun Prabhu. How many names I can?
Nanda Gopal.
Rupa Manohara.
I want that he should give two words.
Well, I want to thank everybody who made this a very successful festival.
I also give my heartly blessing to Anant. Where is Anant? He's a very bold boy. He should be here.
Where is he?
I want
other side of the house.
Disciples like him very bold. And they should not be always engaged in sense verification. They should come forward for Krishna. No, we should.
I want to thank everybody who participated and made this festival a wonderful success, even though the weather was not so cooperative with us all. Everybody came together and worked very hard and made it very successful. Especially, this festival would not have been possible without Aniruddha and Jasoda, who organized everything. Everybody was taken care of. They did an incredible job, and I cannot thank them enough. They were just...
Oh, without the tent of Rupa Manohara Prabhu,
coming to that.
Step by step.
I want to thank Sevanandi and Charanjeev. Sevanandi made a wonderful prasadam to everybody.
One day, very beautiful, giving...
And Charanjeev...
salty instead of...
sugar.
Anyways, they saved their pennies throughout the year. They contributed over $1,000 to the festival cost. Plus, they came over and they did service from the time they've been here since Saturday, and they've never stopped doing service since they've been here. So. Rupa Manohar and Anuradha.
Yes.
Rupa, he also gave over $1,000. He's the one who donated this tent to the festival. He made sure that it would be dry in here. He spent I don't know how much money by buying tarps at the hardware store. and made sure everything was secure so we'd all be dry in here. So. Mirguna was right there with him the whole way, running back and forth. Kamalakanta, he's a Mahasevite. He's an unbelievable guy. He's very quiet. Hardly you notice him, but he is doing so much service. It's so helpful, so good, so great. Radhanath Prabhu is wonderful kirtans and he's been cooking every day in the kitchen. Krishnapriya and Madhavi also in the kitchen every day working hard. Krishnapriya doing the day. She's doing the book table. I didn't ask her to do it. She just took it up on herself.
Who's Krishnapriya?
Right here. She's doing so much service. Oh. Really helpful, cheerful.
Really, she did?
Distribute your books on the street.
Really, she did?
She already is.
Oh, so good. Yes. let's see. Nanda Gopal, he provided that facility for everybody. So when we left the campsite, we had facility for devotees to stay. And he paid for that, so he's been a wonderful help also over here at the festival site. So without him, wonderful kirtan, wonderful association. The Transcendental Roadshow crew.
Krishnapriya. Book distribution.
Brinda Devi, Tanga Devi. Of course, our most beloved Srila Gurudev. Somehow or another, he's been able to unite all these.
Don't give any thanks to Madhu Maharaj.
There's so many diverse personalities here, and only by Gurudev's sweet mercy has he been able to bring us all together so we can be in the service of Radha and Krishna. So this is only he could control us, and only he could inspire us in such a way that we would actually be under one roof together and be one-pointed.
And also, so many thanks to Vrindavan Prabhu. Without Vrindavan Prabhu.
Shamarani Devi for her wonderful association and her tolerance. We didn't have any place for her. And we tried to facilitate her as best we could. And she was so tolerant and kind through all of it. Ashram Maharaj, his wonderful classes. And if I forgot anybody, please forgive me. Vrindavan Vilasini.
Vrindavan Prabhu, ask your book now.
All Guruji to devotees.
Hare
Krishna. If any devotee was not here to hear, then to whom I have spoke? So all glory to
assembled
devotees.
Hare Krishna.
ज्ञानित मिरांधस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति नय राधे तन्नय माम शरण I want to remember you all that I cleared that first we should decide our option and then process. I think that you have a clear vision of your object to serve Radha and Krishna Kanchuga or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is and also I've cleared that process of bhakti beginning from Shraddha. We should adopt this process to achieve a rati or mood, bhav. Then your sadhana will be really sadhana. Otherwise, if no object, no process. Only process will not do. Having some goal, or a form, whole process, bhakti, we should get there. So, now, bhakti has been divided into three. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prema bhakti. Our process is sadhan bhakti. But the object of this sadhan bhakti should be a rati. How to
achieve
rati? Achieve rati. That is how bhakti Vinod Thakur. Again, there are two processes for this. What is favorable, you should adopt very strongly. And what is unfavorable, they should be rejected with very strongly. If you are doing, then you must. And if you are only doing favorable, but not
rejecting
unfavorable things, your bhakti will be like that. And it will be rotten, and one day it will be finished. Don't go to Bishai, Mayavadi, Sahajiya and others. Try to be in the line of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, guided by Sri Rupa Goswami, Atul Sridhar Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So, always be utsahi,
enthusiastic.
Always be like. Don't be weak. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting the verses of Siddharupa Goswami. utsahat nishaya dharya tat karma pravartana sangat tyaga sato vritti sadhari bhakti. Prabhu, Prabhu. Yes, we understand that time, please. I want to make him a very famous preacher. And his wife. And if she has no
objection,
I may give him.
So now.
Yes. So Maharaj said two things to understand sadhan and sadhya. We must know the first of all the object, our aim of life. And knowing the object, the sadhya, then the process or the sadhana becomes clear, but no sadhya, no sadhana, no clear sadhana. And he said that sadhya should be rati, three kinds of bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prem bhakti. And if bhav bhakti is not the goal of our sadhan bhakti, then that sadhan bhakti will be cut and will evaporate. He said, for that there must be anukul and pratikul. We have to know what is favorable in order to achieve that bhav bhakti and what is unfavorable in our attempt to do it, to accept that which is favorable and to reject out of hand anything which is unfavorable.
If our father, mother, even guru, he is not favorable, he should be at once rejected. Like Prahlad Maharaj rejected his guru. Father also, guru also. And also, Bali Maharaj rejected his guru. He was not further and forward.
Go on. Okay. Thank you. What about utsahat?
So, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has given the third verse in Upadeshamrita. Utsaham nischaya prayat tat tat kama pravartanat sagatya god jagat tovite shadri bhakti prasigati. That in execution of our sadhan bhakti, that these are most essential. First, utsaham, that we should be enthusiastic. Means that even if we're not getting a very high level of taste, which is coming at the stage of ruchi, but still understanding that, oh, Gurudev, he has given this very special thing. He has given me Nam. He has given me Krishna in the form of name. He has given me Diksha Mantra. And even though I may not be every day feeling so much taste, but with our intelligence, understanding what good fortune that we have, and understanding that if we follow the process, definitely we will get the result. Then, with this intelligence, we perform enthusiastically. Utsaham. Nishchaya dayat. Dayat means we should be patient for the result. That the result may not come in a day, but it takes some time to come. So if these two things are there, utsaham, enthusiasm, and patience, understanding that maybe our sukriti may not be so strong from previous lives, but nevertheless, we're so fortunate to come in contact with very good sadhu sangha and bona fide guru. If these two things are there, utsahan and daya, enthusiasm and patience, then determination will come also. Utsahan nishchaya daya, tat tat kama pravartana. That we should follow the process, following the activities in the line of our previous acharyas. How they were hearing and chanting, absorbed in the pastimes of Radha Krishna Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. that we should avoid non-devotional association. As Srila Gurudev has explained, especially my body is impersonalist and those who are overly attached to sense enjoyment, that especially these two categories of persons that we should avoid. And to follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas. So, to follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas, how they were performing their sadhana and bhajan. Hey Radhe, actually, this is such high level. To follow like that internally, then this requires very advanced stage. But at least to follow their instructions and follow in the line of our Guru Vada, taking shelter of Gurudev, then by Gurudev's mercy, then one day we'll be able to follow them externally and internally.
Hey, thank you. Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that to maintain our life and to come in the process of bhakti, both are needed. What mean?
To practice
bhakti yoga
and to maintain our life.
Both are essential. If you are in marriage life, don't think that always we should observe in sense gratification. This is not for that. Only to maintain our life. By each other help, we will survive and also we will practice bhakti for this. Try to listen now, those who are here. This family life is not for enjoying. It is for helping each other and going and developing our Krishna consciousness. Those who are doing so, oh, Krishna will punish them very much. Our this human body has been given by Krishna due to his
causeless mercy.
He has given this body. Only to practice bhakti yoga. So those who are always enjoying family life, oh, Krishna will punish them. He will crush. So you should always helping each other, wife and husband, not very changing, divorcing, and you should develop your Krishna consciousness. And that is why he has told. Satang prasangam vidya samvidau Savante Rita Karana Rasayana Kathaka Tajo Sanata Asu Apabhagavatmani Sadharati Bhakti Anu Pramish. Pundarik, you should explain.
Satam prasanganamam vichyasam vidau bhavanti ritukarana rasayanam katha tat jyoshnad ashu apavargavatmini shaddharati bhakti anukmishyati. In this verse, it is said that those who have desire to advance the path of Krishna consciousness and they want to get rid from the cycle of birth and death, that what they should do, they should go in the association of sadhus, those bona fide saintly persons who are relishing the taste of Krishna consciousness in their heart. What happens there in the association? Satam prasangan mama vichya sambidho. They are always discussing about my powerful pastimes, my sweet pastimes, which are so powerful and so potent that they can actually award us the ultimate perfection and cleanse our heart from all kind of disease, especially lust. Sadam prasangan mam vijya samvido bhavanti rita karna rasayana katha. These pastimes which we hear in the company of sadhu, they are not only powerful and potent, but they are also very sweet. They are very relishable for the ear as well. They are very poetic. When we hear, we will immediately feel the effect that our all anxiety and misery will disappear. Then, what will happen? Gradually, the faith, the shraddha, it will intensify in our heart. It will become more strong, and gradually it will become rati, and then further onwards prem. So this is why it is very important that we should go in the shelter, in the association of those saintly persons who have realized that absolute truth, who actually are firmly established in the relationship with the Supreme Lord.
More vital point is that, right, my English?
Yes.
More important is this, that Krishna iti yasya girin tang manasadriyet dikshasti cheta pranati bhishya bhajantamisham susosya bhajana bhikyamanandamanda nindadi sunnam hridamipsati isham. Most important, how to behave with Vaishnava, to Kanishtha, Madhyam or Uttam. Really they are Madhyam Vaishnava. If they don't behave, they are not Vaishnava. You can. From there you can. From there. Oh, no.
Krishnaiti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. This is a very important verse in the Upadeshamrit by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Gurudev explained that if we cannot follow this verse, we cannot advance one inch in Krishna consciousness. Krishnaiti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Man means mind. For one who's not very serious in Krishna consciousness, for who's a kanistha bhakta, a prakriti bhakta, materialistic bhakta, but who's sometimes chanting Hare Krishna, then we should offer obeisances to him within our mind. If we offer obeisances to such a proud materialistic bhakta with our body, then even if we're in a higher position, he may become puffed up and think that, oh, this is a lower devotee. And so we do it in our mind. Then if dikshasti chase pranati bis, if someone has actually taken diksha, not in a what's called anusthanika diksha, simply just swaha, just the externals, but not actually following with the heart or following the principles. Not like that. But if someone has actually taken diksha and he's actually sincerely following his spiritual master's instructions and the instructions of the previous acharyas, then that person is considered as a madhyama or middle devotee. And we should offer our obeisances to such a person with our body and cooperate in some ways. Then shushushi bis. If someone is a pure devotee, a self-realized soul, an uttama maha bhagwat, who's always absorbed 24 hours a day in meditating on the Lord's eightfold pastime, his 24-hour-a-day pastime, and that person is nindadi, beginning from the offense of criticizing others, if he's free from all faults, beginning with the fault of criticizing others, then one should serve him with his life and soul and be prepared to give his whole head. Such a person can be accepted as a bona fide guru. And only by the grace of and guidance of such a person can one know how to deal with all other devotees and thus make advancement.
Here, Kanishtha Adhikari means, if Kanishtha Adhikari is taking in whole day one even Krishna, what is the meaning? Oh, if he is not Mayavadi, he has not attracted to Mayavadi, and he is not Sahajiya, or so much Vishai.
Sense enjoyer.
He is not like so. But he is not very strong, like a Madhyama Adhikari. Then he is cleansed. And if he is chanting even one name without any initiation, we should reward him by mind.
And if he is not offensive to Vaishnavas.
Then everything comes. So, he is Kanishtha. If he is telling name one, oh, we should know him, our Sajatiya.
Same family.
Oh, in family. But even Dikshit, he is taken initiation, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, first, so many. But he is not favorable. He has so many false ego. I am guru of all. Then he should be rejected. He should be very humble. So, he should be honored. If you are not giving respect, then you are like Kanishtha Adhikari. More than this. And if you are offending, then no sign of, no symptom of anything. So,